Don't you dare do it. Don't you dare.
Never gave no second chances. I didn't want more people to get hurt. I didn't want the demons to overrule me, cause the drugs I tried didn't help. Locked up now, up in cell block A. The crime, first degree murder. I didn't kill any human beings, just a demon version of myself. Selfish and selfless, all in one. Reason being, mourning my past mistakes, cause on the day of abandonment, the cameras called out my fucking name. I didn't want anything to do with you. Open the book, read a different chapter, cause the one you're reading right now is how he died right there in front of me. And if I had to write a speech at the funeral of my own body, I wouldn't have just a few words, I'd have a full midday eulogy. Call this a midday eulogy. Writing a speech for my dead body. Yes, I killed him, what an achievement. Cause you bastards never had the balls to do it. I fucked up but changed the persona that my demons took and controlled, so you didn't have to feel the fucking pain that my old self would have gone and caused. The lover boy looked so innocent, cared for everyone like he was meant to, but did he really even fucking care? Or was it just a fake persona? There's no telling what was coming next, but that boy was counting down the days, was gonna make a move in to kill you, but I stopped him right in his place. Was this the man that you loved? I didn't love a single thing about him. So if the new me scares you out, guess you gotta suck it up and dry those tears. The old me was a good person, only 20% of the time. So I'm glad we're putting him to rest in this classic midday eulogy. This is the current state of affairs in the year 2025. Looking back at all my decisions and regretting every single one of them, I shattered dreams, teared up opinions that people had formed over me, victimizing themselves over nothing. You fucking liars, never laid my hands on you. It's crooked tears, don't mean shit to me when I know the feelings lying within. Realistically, you can't ever hate me, cause the person you hate is 6 foot underground. Let's recap, restart the cycle. Love and lust, followed by the hushed debates. It's the classic cycle of modern love, and I'm fucking tired of the bullshit. But a wise man once said to me, suck it up, show no emotion. Don't let these hoes ruin love perspectives. That's what I'm doing, but fine for the justice. But anywho, maybe I'll change all my ways, become entitled just like the enemies. But the spirits told me not to do it, so I'll keep on track, running the inside lane. I would usually end the speech with something nice to say, but can't recall any positives. So I'll fix it up, pay respects, and then dig it up when the time is right. In the end, this speech was real. I'm writing it for my dead body. Yes, I killed him, of course I did. And this midday eulogy is the aftermath.
You know, for the selfish.